Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf Mem Gimel. The final mission in the parak opens with the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel in the halachos of Muktzah, specifically with regards to clearing shells and bones off the table after the meal. Beis Shammai says you can remove them with your hands, while Beis Hillel says you remove the whole board, the whole tavla, and shake it off, but you cannot use your hands. The Gemara, Rav Nachman says that we should switch the opinions of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel in the Tosefta in Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet, which brings this exact machlokas. Beis Hillel is quoted as permitting to move the shells by hand, while Beis Shammai is more strict and only allows removal of the board. And curiously, the Tosefta adds a point which does not appear in the Mishnah. First, it quotes that we find that the closing lines of the Perek on Amud Aleph, that Zechariah ben Avkulas didn't follow either of the approaches of Beis Shammai nor Beis Hillel. Zechariah ben Avkulas simply spit out the shells and her bones behind his recliner, requiring no act of tiltal whatsoever. Comes Rabbi Yossi, only found in the Tosefta. This line can only be found in the Tosefta, and he says, Am v'sanusa shor Zechariah ben Avkulas sarfas aheichal. The humility of Rabbi Zechariah led to the burning of the Beis Hamikdash, of the Heichal. And the Meforshim on the page of the Tosefta, the Minchas Yitzchak, the Minchas Bikurim, both connect the reference of the statement of Rabbi Yossi to the Gemara in Gittin Nun Vav. And the story of Kamtza Bar Kamtza Agav, this is the sugyas, all the sugyas that talk about the Churban Beis Hamikdash Sheini, the second temple, and all the stories that talk about what happened leading up to that time and the destruction itself, can all be found in Maseches Gittin. There's the concept of Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen, who speaks out that the agaritas that we find in Masechtas usually reflect some value, theme, idea that the Masechet is about. So Maseches Gittin, which is all about divorce, that can be, make sense, not coincidental that all the agaritas that are discussing Churban Beis Hamikdash, some of the main stories that we have, can be found in the Masechet of Gittin, which discusses, of course, the cutting off of the relationship of Hashem with the Jewish people through the destruction of Beis Hamikdash. We have story of Kamtza Bar Kamtza, after the Bar Kamtza was shamed and kicked out of a party he was mistakenly invited to, even after offering to pay for the party to stave off the embarrassment, he went and complained to the Caesar by saying the Jews are rebelling. His proof was in bringing a blemished offering to the Beis Hamikdash, which for the Romans would have been no issue, but for the Mizbeach it was an invalid offering, despite the dangers. Rabbi Chizuchai ben of Kulos, who was the Posik, who was the highest in the Sanhedrin, said not to allow the Korban, lest people learn that it's okay to offer a Balmum, an animal to blemish. Killing Bar Kamtza was also rejected by Zechariah, lest people believe that that's the punishment for one who puts a blemish on an offering. In the end, they did nothing, and on this, the Gemara comments, it was because of his humility that caused the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, the burning of the sanctuary. What's the connection, though? And over here, Masechet Shabbos, let's ask the same question. Is it one person's humility is going to cause the whole Beis Hamikdash to be destroyed? What's the idea? So Vilna Gaon in Maseches Gittin in the Hagdama there explains, Rabbi Zechariah was the biggest gadol in Sanhedrin, and at the time, and the halacha is the voting starts with the katan, based on the pasuk losana al rav, which means if the gadol speaks first, nobody may argue with him, and then chas v'shalom, the Sanhedrin can end up killing somebody who's really innocent. So make sure that everyone can vote from their position. So by the Churban Beis Hamikdash was a situation of life and death. The voting should have started from the smallest in the Sanhedrin, and either they would have said, give the Korban even with the mum, or kill Bar Kamtza because he was a dangerous person. So Rabbi Zechariah was an anav. He decided I'll speak first. But by doing this, he killed the vote because in truth, he was the gadol. So he should have allowed it to go from the bottom. Similarly, even though in Hilchos Muktzah, the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon, and we saw in yesterday's daf that Abai and Rava were machmir in themselves in Hilchos Muktzah, being an anav, which is too stringent, can have devastating results. The message here is a Jewish leader needs to recognize themselves as such and cannot hope that someone else will step in when needed to act or make a decision that could impact not just the community, but even all of Am Yisrael.